Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 6, 1806. Kamowole with anchovies. Both Lewis and Clark describe a few more bird specimens today, such as the common snipe, the sparrow of the woody country, very likely the song sparrow, and many aquatic birds. Clark writes that he has not seen the curlew, but believes it is here. The hunters out yesterday discovered a very large waterfall, about 100 feet high, identified now as Young's River Falls on the Young's River, Clatsop County, Oregon, about 10 miles south of Astoria. Today, Lewis writes,
"This morning the fishing and hunting parties set out agreeable to their instructions given last evening. At 11 a.m. we were visited by Kamowole and two of his children. He presented us with some anchovies, which had been cured in their manner. We found them excellent. They were very acceptable, particularly at this moment. We gave the old man some small articles in return. This we have found the most friendly and decent savage that we have met with in this neighborhood. Hall had his foot and ankle much injured yesterday by the fall of a large stick of timber. The bones were fortunately not broken, and I expect he will be able to walk again shortly. Bratton is now weaker than any of the convalescents, all of whom recover slowly in consequence of the want of proper diet, which we have not in our power to procure. The aquatic birds of this country, or such as obtain their subsistence from the water, are the large blue and brown heron, fishing hawk, blue-crested fisher, gulls of several species of the coast, the large gray gull of the Columbia, cormorant, loons of two species, white and brown brant, small and large geese, small and large swan, the duck mallard, canvasback duck, red-headed fishing duck, black and white duck, little brown duck, blue-winged teal, and some other species of ducks. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 6, 1806.
Clark wrote a similar entry but embellished the description of the birds, particularly the Fulmaris glacialis. He drew a picture of this bird's head in the journal and labeled it white gull. This bird is not a gull, but rather a northern fulmar, which has a remarkable beak. Adjoining the head at the base of the upper chap, there is an elevated opening of the same substance as the beak, which forms the nostrils. Tomorrow, Bratton gets a massage.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.